This is Wade Rathbun with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Mexico has joined the U.S. and Canada in committing to reduce methane emissions from oil and gas by 40% to 45% by 2025 compared to 2012. Bipartisan legislation in Massachusetts will require hiring managers to offer a compensation figure up front and is banning asking about past pay experience. It could inspire other states to try to end the historic wage gap between men and women. Much research shows that procedural justice works. It's a radical departure from maximum force policing. It argues that tactics the public widely perceives as unfair and demeaning actually create more crime because they diminish the legitimacy of the law. Donald Trump, in a new speech, lashed out at world leaders. He said he would ask Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, what went wrong in her country. And he criticized Hillary Clinton for what he called terrible relations with President Vladimir Putin of Russia. President Obama said Trump was unfit to serve as president and urged the leaders of the Republican Party to withdraw their backing for his candidacy. Obama said the Republican criticisms of Mr. Trump ring hollow if the party's leaders continue to support his bid for the presidency this fall, particularly in light of Republican criticisms of Trump for his attacks on the Muslim parents of an American soldier who died in Iraq. Wells Fargo joined J.P. Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, and U.S. Bank in allowing customers to send money in seconds to one another's bank accounts using just a phone number or email address. In doing so, they are taking aim at services like PayPal's Venmo or Square Cash, which makes it possible to pay a friend instantly with just a phone. Researchers have found that a national instinct that small government is always better than large government is grounded not in facts, but rather in ideology and politics, they write. The evidence throughout the history of modern capitalism shows that more government can lead to greater security, enhanced opportunity, and a fairer sharing of national wealth. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.